Hi guys, Derek Swimmer, television shop. Today we're going to go a little bit finished here. This is about waiting for your bus. Okay, what does that mean? This is about delayed gratification and how that will determine whether you make it in business or not, quite frankly. Okay, when I started writing articles way back when article marketing was even a viable thing, it probably still is somehow, but this is when it was easier. I would write 10, 20 articles a day, just every day, without pay. I did this for a long time, and I think 6 months before I made my first $10. I was so happy, told my dad about it, and he was like, wow, $10, go get a real job. And I was like, I know what I'm doing, So I was undeterred by that. And maybe in a way it helped me to be like, oh, I'll show him that, you know, he just doesn't understand, you know. It wasn't like shaking my fist like, oh, I'll show him. It's like, no, he just doesn't understand internet marketing. He's older. He doesn't get it, you know. So, you know, he's the kind of guy that would get up at like 2 in the morning, come back at 7 at night. You know, that was the kind of worker he was. And so there's an honor in that. I respect that. But, you know, I just wish he would have adopted new things. You know what I mean? He would have done very well with them, with that work ethic. But be that as that may, okay, wait for your bus. What does that mean? When you're at your bus stop, be productive. Before your bus arrives, before you, you know, and then, you know, you could say, wait for your plane. Before you can fly, you got to wait for the plane to get there. You have to wait for everything to be set up and ready, and you have to do the work, right? I know it's a silly analogy, but I'm going with it. Okay, just wait for your bus. Be patient, because you're not going to get to your destination faster by not waiting for your bus. Just keep doing your work. Put your head down. Keep doing your work. Do it to the best of your ability. A lot of people are held back by a number of things. I don't know what to do. Okay, well, Google it and YouTube it. You'll find the answer. I don't like technology. Who cares? You need to do it right now because you can't outsource it. You don't have money to. Okay, great. I don't know how to do this. Again, Google it. YouTube it. Okay? There's a YouTube that shows you how to do everything probably. Okay? Next thing is, you know, I don't feel like it. Well, dude, just do it. You know what I mean? Nike, it says it right on the thing. Just do it. Okay? And I'm pretty sure that's not what... I don't know what they meant. I don't know the exact meaning of that, but I don't care. I use it anyway, right? Just Nike it. Just do it. Okay. The other thing is just think about, like, the pain that you'll have if you don't do it. If I don't do this... You know, so the first sale you ever have to make in business is to yourself. Do I get up and do the work, or do I get up and watch CSI, you know, or a different show like House or something, whatever, right? Do I do that, or do I actually get up and make a living? One of them brings you results. The other one brings a lot of misery and pain. Okay, I know both. And delayed gratification is when you do something now for a result later. Why I like to mow the lawn, or and some people like mowing lawn, or like even like cleaning, is because you can see the results instantly. But when you plant, see, farmers, they have this built in. Their whole life is about delayed gratification. They plant the seed and they have to wait months. They don't go outside complaining, oh my goodness, how come I planted seeds yesterday? How come they're not full grown stalks of corn? They know it's a process. They set it and they don't forget it. They water it, they nurture it. Every day they take care of the corn that's not even there, right, you know, or they can't see it, but it's underground. And they care for it every day. And then after a while, it grows, and then it's a little buds. Like, oh my goodness! And you appreciate the little stages of growing your business. And some people like making new businesses just because they love that process of watching the little seedling grow into something. They don't want to make a whole conglomerate like Nestle that tries to own the entire world, right? You know, some people just, you know, they like to watch those little seedlings grow. They get a kick out of it. And if you master, like, delayed gratification, that helps you in a lot of ways in your life, not just in business. Okay? Like going to the gym. You don't leave the first day and be like, how come I don't have a six-pack? I came in weighing 5,000 pounds. How come I don't have a six-pack now, the first day? No one says that. Okay? But why do we say when we start a business, like, okay, like, how come I haven't made money in 2 months? Seriously? You don't know anything about business. How would you expect to make money in 2 months if you don't know anything? Right? So, please practice delayed gratification and just keep doing the work. Do whatever you know. One of the things that kills it, it's like, well, I don't know what to do. Well, if you didn't know, and I like how Tony Robbins talked, as if you did know, what would you do? Well, I think I might do this. Or social media ad or posts? Yep, start there. That's what you know. Until you know better, just go all in on what you know. Okay? And, you know, and then once you know better, then do that. Okay? That's what every marketer on the planet's doing right now, is they're doing what they know. Even the greatest marketers on the planet right now, they're only doing what they know. They don't know any better. And they're always learning. And if they didn't, and if they're smart, they adapt to it. And they, you know, I see marketers that adapt to AI. Good. You can't ignore AI. There's people that ignore it. Don't ignore it. AI is a good thing. Okay, and people are adapting to it, and when you adapt in business, you're smart, okay? So, but just do what you know, and as you know, as you go, you'll grow, okay? See you then, baby, talk soon, God bless.